Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is John Bradford from Wilderness Outreach. John, great to have you.
Hey, good to be here again, Father.
Yeah. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for the work of Wilderness Outreach in the life of the church and in the life of so many men and so many families. We ask that your blessing be upon all of those men who have gone through events sponsored by the Wilderness Outreach, and to bless those maybe that you're calling to experience and to encounter you through this great apostolate. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, John, the last bit of our conversation was kind of leading up to the foundation of Wilderness Outreach. We hadn't quite gotten there, but you know, you had married Laura. You had come into the church, and you know, Laura really kind of gently, you know, suggesting it. Perhaps you know, maybe discerning and seeing the need for something else had kind of led you to go into hiking, and you had this experience with the AmeriCorps group. So how did Wilderness Outreach then come about from this?
Yeah. So kind of touching back in an AmeriCorps group again, it's like in that experience with these young men where I was kind of like a father figure, but in a joyful way. And one of the young men cursed a good bit, and I pulled him off to the side and kind of we had a little talk about that, and he was kind of like, "What's wrong, old man? Can't you take it?" You know, and I was like, "No, son, you don't know where I come from. I take plenty of that." But I said, "It's bad for your soul." And I said, "You're a good man. You have a good soul, and don't allow that kind of stuff to detract and to attack what you really are in your heart." And he was like, "Oh, okay." But I'd gone through a pretty intense and dangerous situation with him that I helped him get out of, which helped, right? So I could say that to him at that point. So that was kind of part of the story of building this brotherhood with these young men, and really learned that men need to, that we build authentic, strong relationships by struggling, by competing, by with one another. And then there's something that uncovers that thing in manhood that allows us to say, "Yeah, this is my brother," you know. And so that whole thing came out of that. And so when I talked to Father Kelly and Andrew Keeby about it, they could see there's some value here. There's something here, right? And Andrew Keeby and I, and then I met Dominic Demetay, and I actually knew those men ahead of time before then. And so we've put a plan together, and we ended up in the Sierra Nevada Mountains in 2007, going on this backpack journey back in. I think there was probably 12 of us. Couldn't find a priest, so we called Father Kelly, and he said, "Yeah, I'm in." So the man who from Sacramento said, "No, I'm with you." So he came in, and he was our priest, and basically backpacked into this area on the Pacific Crest Trail that was a bridge that had been washed out, and it was on Mono Creek Bridge. And this approach, the bridge was still there, but this approach going up to the bridge, which had been built out of a bunch of large rocks, and horses and mules and hikers had to get across. It had been washed out, and nobody could cross it. So our job was going there and rebuild that whole approach. It was about 100 feet long, and it probably went up 6 feet high, so we had to move all these heavy boulders in to rebuild this approach. And when we got there, the Forest Service man who was with us, a great guy named Mike Ketcher, he said, "Okay, we got a lot of work to do here, and you guys aren't going to be able to get this done." I mean, he was serious. He said, "This is big work. We're going to have to move some big, heavy rocks." And it was like putting a red flag in front of a bull, right? So I know the group of these St. Paul's Outreach guys are all athletic and strong and faithful. And so during that week, we attacked from a working standpoint. We went after that work. But in the process, what the real blessing that St. Paul's Outreach brought, they had a structure of basically, let's pray the liturgy of the hours, morning prayer, evening prayer, and then we had discussions around the campfire. In addition to that, since we had a priest, we celebrated the Mass every night. So we had this full spiritual experience going on every day, right? And then we had this hard work that was going on every day. So this, and the work itself was just enjoyable. So with a bunch of guys, it's like, let's get that big rock out of that hillside and get it down here, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's just lots of good work. And then actually we finished that work in 4 days to the complete bewilderment of Mike Ketcher. And he said, I've never seen anything like this. He said, this is great. So here's a bunch of guys that didn't cuss. They prayed every day. They celebrated the Mass, and they worked, and they were joyful.
Yeah.
Right. So on that last day, we hiked all the way to the top of Silver Pass, which was an 11,000-foot pass in the Sierra, and you could look clear to the north, and you could see the back end of Yosemite. And when you look to the south, you could almost see Mount Whitney, which is the highest peak in the United States. But it was just this blessed time. But from that time, since then, since that first expedition, we've now had 51. And last summer, we had the 50th expedition, and our priest on the 50th expedition was Father Streitenberger.
Yeah.
Right across from me right now, right? What a blessing.
It was a great time, yeah.
So kind of what we do and what Wilderness Outreach does is really bring men into this different environment. We get everybody away from the secular environment, all the, you know, the computers and the emails and the Twitters and all that stuff, and get them out into the back country, the deep back country, and then we immerse them in the five disciplines, which are worship, right, the daily Mass, the liturgy of the hours throughout the day, work, this idea of working, men working together, building brotherhood, asceticism, because we're out in the wilderness, and basically, yeah, you're just like, we're working, we're eating, and we're, you know, there's no... There's no electronic and secular distractions. And then we're really studying this concept of leadership. What is it? So and the leadership ties into that idea of the cosmic patriot again, right? So there's a war going on, right? Mm. There's a war going on, just like we know from that new book that's out that I heard you and Father Hahn talk about, the apostolic age. We're back into the apostolic age, and there's thrones and dominions, and we're fighting on this level, right? So we have this thing going on in the temporal world of this battle that's going on. So our leadership component is kind of like, what's going on in a secular culture? What's going on in the world? How do we prepare ourselves and our families to know what that is, right? And then the result of all that is really deep brotherhood, I think, right? So those are the five disciplines. So what we do, so like this coming summer, we'll probably do 3 expeditions in the American West. In 2 weeks, we're going to be, let me go back to that. We'll probably do 3 expeditions in the American West. It'll be like 10 days, the total time investment. We'll go into a place like the Encampment Wilderness where we cleared 200-300 trees out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hiked on our last day we were there. We hiked in 9 miles, and then with crosscut saws, we worked all day. Turned around, hiked back 9 miles. So we put in 18 miles that day. And then the blessing of the seminarians and Father Hahn coming in 2 weeks later, right?
Yeah.
And then we finished the other 9 miles on the other side. So that was a great blessing. So
yeah, you know, and my, you know, to kind of echo a little bit is, from my experience with it, it really was the best time away from life that I've ever had, because you were disconnected from technology, but yet you were busy, which, you know, so you didn't have an opportunity to be anxious or to be bored. You know, it was, of course, it's beautiful because you're, you know, the landscape and the experience and everything, and, you know, and of course I'm in shape, so, you know, this is nothing. You know, there was no physical challenges for me. But, you know, someone might say, well, you know, I'm out of shape.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you're out of shape or not. You'll be in shape after.
Oh, yeah.
It's over with.
Right. And it is interesting that you work so hard
but yet you enjoy it so much. It's completely counterintuitive. So you know that's got to be right.
Yeah.
So coming up soon, so we have a father and son's weekend on November 14th, 15th down in Tar Hollow, and we just do a weekend like an abbreviated version of Wilderness Outreach. We're going to do on December 10th and 11th, we're going to camp out there again, and the next day we're going to have the Advent hike, which will be at least a 10-mile hike together. Just all laymen, fathers and sons can come.
And you do – so that you do regular weekend excursions locally, you know, in the Ohio area. You do some stuff at Damascus too. Mm-hmm. There's, different things there. And then, there's the carrying of the cross, mm-hmm. which is, I think, is that during Holy Week usually?
Yeah, it's on Holy Saturday. So that's really something special because it's usually 12 miles. We carry a 10-foot tall by 6-foot, 7-foot wide cross. The cross itself weighs 60 pounds. And it's a 6-hour journey praying the Stations of the Cross. So
there's plenty of opportunities. Maybe you can't get a week away. Maybe your family demands and everything like that. But there are all of these wonderful local opportunities mm-hmm. for it as well. And you can find Wilderness Outreach online. Is it .org, wildernessoutreach.org?
.net.
So. On that note, you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been John Bradford from Wilderness Outreach. And until next time, peace and all good.